Hi, I'm Denise Rosenberg, formerly a primitive calculator.
And I'd like to invite you to join me, my friend Denise, and Dr. Gonzo on a musical exploration here on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio Station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's Introduced By... Jim McCarthy and Denise Rosenberg met through serendipity by pure chance and the wonders of the internet. In 2006, Jim was in a wild New York proto-punk band called The Gods, active from the mid-60s through to the early 70s. Denise was a member of the fierce and brilliant Primitive Calculators, born out of Melbourne's post-punk scene in the late 70s. When the Primitive Calculators' first live album came out, thanks to Alan Bamford in 1998, Calculators member and record cover designer Dave Light quietly added a small message at the bottom to Jim McCarthy. Fast forward a couple of decades, Denise builds a Calculators website, Google does its thing, Jim searches his own name, and boom, he finds it. He sends Denise an email about buying a CD copy, and that's how the friendship started. This year, Denise brought Jim out to Melbourne, his first time ever in the Southern Hemisphere, to get him out of Trump's version of the USA for a while and see what the other side of the world looks like. Both bands have a lot in common. They were cult favourites that confused more people than they pleased. Each had just one video filmed by a friend. They're barely mentioned in the history books. And they both made a whole lot of gloriously weird noise. To read the complete story and find out more, head to primitivecalculators.com to view a plethora of fascinating information about the history of Melbourne's creative, experimental, underground music world. Denise Rosenberg and Jim McCarthy join Dr. Gonzo to talk about their shared history and introduce a selection of music tracks from The Gods, Primitive Calculators, Use No Hooks, Denise and Dave Sing, and many more rare and unreleased tracks on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
You are listening to Denise Rosenberg and Jim McCarthy from the Primitive Gods, with a Z, introducing themselves. But why? Here's why. Jim Addison was an only child in Springvale, and his mother had what they used to call a granny flat out the back. And Jim lived in it, and it was his bungalow. And he had guitars and harmonicas and a sitar and an organ. He let everyone play them. I'm thanking Jim for his musical tastes and extensive record and rock mag collection, because he just bought records all the time. And especially thank you, Jim, for buying the Gods albums that we all listen to. Stuart, Frank and Dave, we all met in Jim's bungalow and went on to form, eventually, the Primitive Calculators. After we broke up, or disassembled, in 1980, Alan Bamford, thank you, Alan, he put out the live album in 1981, and Dave designed the cover, and on that cover he put at the bottom to Jim McCarthy. I'd also like to thank John, my late husband, who was an IT nerd, who didn't like the band, but he let me do my own thing, including a Primitive Calculator website, which I started in 2003. And on the website, I put all our releases, and I put 1981 PC album, and it says to Jim McCarthy of The Gods. And then in 2006, Jim McCarthy, who's sitting opposite me, looked up his name and The Gods, found my website. Was it close to the top when you looked up your name?
Yeah.
Wow. So basically, Google indexed what I had written. Jim searched for it, came across it. That's how we got to know each other.
Right.
So thank you, Google. And then in 2010, I went over to New York. We met up and we've been friends ever since. And this year I thought I'd bring him out because he needs a bit of a distraction in life from what's going on in America. So welcome to Australia. Jim, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jim McCarthy. I was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1944, which makes me 81.
Looking good for 81.
Thank you. My early experience, my first experience in music goes back to my Uncle Jimmy when I was probably in my preteen years. Uncle Jimmy played, was Canadian, but moved to New York, married, and played guitar and sang country songs and played harmonica. And Uncle Jimmy taught me how to play harmonica. That was my first experience in actually making music. And it stuck with me throughout the years, all the way up until present time. But my first real band experience came about in 1964. And it was just a group of friends in my neighborhood in Brooklyn. And it started because of the British invasion. You know, the Beatles inspired everyone to write the songs that they sang and played. But we just started out imitating the Beatles. And so that was just for fun, hanging out. And then one day, in 1965, I was waiting online to see a movie. This guy came along and asked if I was a musician. Because, which I thought was strange, but I realized afterwards it's because my hair was kind of long for the time compared to the usual men's haircut. It was kind of Beatlesque. And so I said, yeah, I'm a singer and I play harmonica. So he invited us to come up and audition in his office. He gave us his card. His name was Tony Cassino. And that was where I met a few other New York musicians from Queens, New York. And the idea that Tony had was to put together a band of phony Englishmen. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to pretend that we were English because he was recording a band that he named the Dick Watson Five. And he wanted us to record a rock version of a Broadway show at the time called Baker Street. So we went into the studio and recorded that. And after, you know, that record went nowhere. But the band stuck together.
Watson,
I am.
But don't be surprised, because the facts are there before your very eyes. If you put your mind to use, you will find the most abstruse becomes. Oh, so simple, so simple, so simple, so simple.
I am.
But don't be surprised, because the facts are there before your very eyes. It's so simple, so very
simple if you just learn to see and observe. Put your brain to work, not just that optic nerve. Put your brain to work, not just that optic nerve. Put your brain to work, not just that optic nerve.
And we started playing clubs, bars. And eventually got sick and tired of the Dick Watson 5 name. And, you know, he used to want us to wear deerstalker caps and capes. And we said, nah, enough of that. And we decided we were going to play the music that we loved, which was rock and soul and R&B and blues. And we changed our name to the Chosen Few. And we were a very successful bar band for a couple of years until I saw another iconic New York band called The Fugs rehearsing one day. The Fugs consisted of three New York beat poets who sang their poems with a band of rock musicians behind them.
That was Ed Sanders?
Ed Sanders, yeah. Tully Kupferberg. Yeah. And Ken Weaver. They impressed me so much that after seeing them expressing themselves in their own words with a rock band behind them, I called up my guitarist and said, I'm quit the band. I don't want to sing other people's songs anymore. I want to sing my own, the original. And that was the beginning of the idea of forming a new band with my buddy, Larry Kessler. Along with Paul Thornton, we all worked for Sam Goody at the record shop. We just used to get together and get high and play music, you know, just off the cuff. And one day we just, I don't know, started improvising stuff, weird things. And Bernard Stolman, who owned ESP Disc, wouldn't record anyone if it was ordinary or common. His whole thing was, he started out recording jazz musicians who went off the beaten path. And created their own, you know, extended the jazz, and he called it free jazz at the time. So we wanted to make a record, but we couldn't be ordinary. So we started expressing ourselves in as freaky a manner as we could.
And this was 1966.
66, yeah. Well, he came to a rehearsal of that we had one night, and we played that number, White Cat Heat, and he was blown away by it. And yeah, it was us behaving like meowing cats in heat. And so he said, yeah, go into the studio. I want to record that as a single, put that out as a single. You know, it was just strange enough. It was right up his alley.
Yeah.
So we booked a studio, some studio time for us, I think an hour and a half, 2 hours, something. And we then recorded White Cat Heat, recorded something to put on the other side. And we did it in like one take each. And we had plenty of time left over, so we just carried on, you know, making stuff up. Some of it was just made up. Some of it was we had a sketchy idea of a song for. But for the most part, it was made up on the spot. Mm. So then Bernard came by to listen to the playback of White Cat Heat and was amazed that we had recorded so much more than that and liked it so much, he decided instead of putting out a single, he was going to put out an LP.
Yeah.
And that was Contact High with the Gods. Yeah, I had just gotten out of the hospital with hepatitis, infectious hepatitis, where I met the acquaintance of one Lou Reed, who also had the same disease.
Just about Lou Reed, you went outside and smoked cigarettes with him, you said.
Oh, yeah. Lou and I used to hang out. This was before the Gods formed.
Yeah.
And before the Velvet Underground first album came out.
Yeah.
Lou and I, we'd go, they had a smoking room at the hospital, and Lou and I would sit, go there and smoke cigarettes and listen to the transistor radio.
Yeah.
You know, every day. So we got to be, you know, friends.
Yeah.
And then it was after we got out of the hospital that my girlfriend broke up with me and kicked me out of her house, her apartment. And so I slept on Larry's couch for until I found my own place. But walking down the street, you know, I saw the Velvet Underground album and I said, oh, I remember that guy. I know him. It was Lou Reed. And crossing town from the West Village to the East Village one night, we ran up into each other. And I told him how much, you know, I liked his album. And he said, yeah, he had heard the Gods had recorded their first album also during that time.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I heard yours. I like yours.
It's funny who you meet in hospitals.
It's incredible. Yeah. You know, and so we became, our friendship was extended by that, of both of our first albums coming out at the same time.
Yeah. So your first album was called?
Contact High with the Gods.
And then you're going to play Lay in the Sun.
Right, yeah. A song I wrote because I loved going to the beach in the summertime and just lying in the sun.
Thank you. I certainly I want to do just that kind of innocence. All I want to do,
What else are you playing for the show, Jim?
Radar Eyes.
That's from your...
Our second album.
Yeah.
Yeah, during the first album, we all played acoustic instruments. And we decided to try to go electric for our second album to maybe be more... have more commercial success.
Yeah.
Funny one, I think about it.
Did it work?
No. Gods 2 is my favorite Gods album.
Here's number 4, Like a Sparrow. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, I can't really remember much detail about that one.
68?
Yeah.
68. Lots of drugs?
Huh?
Lots of drugs?
No. I was married by the time I wrote that.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with being a husband and father.
Right. Okay.
And...
So what's Like a Sparrow about?
Being in a family. Being a family member.
Okay, cool.
And we'll go sing sha-la-la-la-la all the time.
Yeah.
Can I come into your heart and maybe take a part in sharing your life? I don't know what'll happen. You might even turn out to be my wife. Only time will tell, so you may as well say yes to me. And I'll try my best to see we both enjoy it happily. And we'll go sing sha-la-la. All the time, and it won't go wrong.
bed for a night or two. I don't have any home of my own, but I'm sure that yours will do. We'll play mommy and daddy raising baby together in a bungalow. And as days go by, we'll teach her how to fly like a sparrow. And we'll just sing shalala.
We go through a few years, because that was 68, and then you jump ahead to...
73.
Wow. It's 5 years later.
Yeah. And the song, the next song that I've chosen, Dirty Windows, I think I was... It might have been written in 72, but it occurred to me while walking... down the sidewalk, walking down the street with Larry in Larry's neighborhood, and just looking up at someone's windows, which were very, very dirty.
Where was this?
In Brooklyn Heights, where Larry lived for a while. Mm. And it's just that dirty windows, that phrase stuck in my mind. And so I just elaborated on it, you know.
Yep.
And that song, Dirty Windows, was to be recorded by British female singer Lulu. Gary and Procol Harum were supposed to...
Gary Brooker.
Yeah, Gary Brooker from Procol Harum. And Keith Reed had their own publishing company. And they were going to publish my music, my songs. And that never came about for whatever reason. But she was a popular singer who had hits. Mm. And I was like, wow, yeah, cool. Love to have her record one of my songs. Yeah, Gary told me that she wanted to record that song. Mm. But it never happened.
Never happened. Yeah. Nah, such is life.
Yeah.
So then, 74, 73?
73 still, yeah.
Thunder and lightning strike us, and then we're shot.
Guide Me to Your Love?
Yeah, Guide Me to Your Love was written during my married years. And that was recorded for my solo album. I think basically it was more of a song about our marriage was breaking up, we were drifting apart. And it was more about, probably about the girlfriend I had at the time. Since I wasn't being loved enough by my wife, I met a girl who was a cashier at Sam Goody when I worked there. And she was attracted to me and we became lovers. So
Did you write a song about her?
That's probably who this song is. Yeah, about.
I'm Denise Rosenberg from the Primitive Calculators, formerly, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their albums here on 3CR. Now the last song, I don't know if you want to play it or not, The Dead and Gone, Gift from the Gods. Is that from later on?
Yeah, that's from 2008.
Right. Because?
J. Dillon had died, I think,
That Jay was the artist of the band?
Yeah, Jay Dillon was a painter by profession and marijuana dealer. Paid the rent.
Yeah.
And so we needed a fourth member in forming the Gods, and Larry, I guess, scored his pot from him and asked him if he was interested. And Jay said, yeah, sure. You know, they came over and we just played around one night. And Jay had an instrument called a psaltery, P-S-A-L-T-R-Y. And it's like a zither, but without the keys. You just pluck the strings. It's like a miniature harp. And so that was our fourth instrument. Mm. It's me on acoustic guitar, Paul playing maracas, because he hadn't gotten drums yet. So he would play maracas and claves.
Yeah.
And Larry played my bass. Yeah, Jay had passed away about 2 years before we heard about it. We found out by reading something online from his niece. Mm. And so I went down to Baltimore, where Larry Kessler lived and was originally from. And we just, we met up with his niece and her husband at the time. Larry decided that we were going to, you know, do some new recordings. You know, while I was there at Larry's house in Baltimore, I got the idea to write Dead and Gone.
Yeah.
It just came to me naturally, yeah. You know, out of nowhere. And so I guess that kind of spurred the idea of maybe going in and doing some more recordings.
Yeah.
And so Larry set that up and arranged it, and we
recorded,
I don't know, maybe five or six songs. Mm.
Dead and gone. It ain't. won't be long before we're dead and gone. You may be one who goes through life without a clue. You may love all creatures, or maybe just a few. Savor every day, don't go rushing through. Draw from the rain and the sunshine too. Dead and gone, dead and gone. Won't be long before we're dead and gone. Sing your song or sing along. Have your way before we're dead and gone. Have your say.
Hi, I'm Jim McCarthy of the ESP Disc band, The Gods. And you're listening to, and this one's introduced by, where the artist introduces tracks from their past albums here on 3CR.
In between bands, after The Gods and your solo album, and revisiting The Gods back in 2008, you were a professional. Well, you had other jobs. You had a lot of other jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
But your main, your claim to fame is taking hundreds and hundreds, going to thousands of gigs.
Taking thousands of photographs.
How many gigs have you been to? 2,000?
Well, you know.
Between 1 and 2,000?
Well, I don't know if you qualify. How many gigs would you qualify Jazz Fest as?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You plus know? All their stuff that you saw in the, you know, the Beatles. Jim's seen the Beatles. He saw Bob
Dylan.
Yeah, but
I didn't photograph the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, no. But you photographed bands from 93 to 2003 professionally, getting paid for it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I've always loved music. I mean, But even as a teenager, I wanted to be a rock and roll idol.
Oh, okay. Well, it sort of didn't work out that way, though.
No.
But that's what happens. It only happens to a small percentage of people who really want to...
Yeah, and there's also a lot of stuff about... Once I started learning about how the music business operates...
Yeah.
I got turned off by it.
Yeah.
And that's another reason that the Gods were the kind of band that we were.
Yeah.
Because we were turned off by the
music scene.
Music business.
It's another thing we've got in common. Hi, I'm Denise Rosenberg, from X from the Primitive Calculators. And I was born in Melbourne in 1958, which makes me 67. I've been in a few bands. Stuart singing a Leonard Cohen song, Tonight Will Be Fine. Joking about how he and I played it on stage at Springvale High School. And during it, he was leering at me on stage and I got really mad at him for doing it. And he mentions this in the song, so I thought I'd have to play it. 78 to 1980, Primitive Calculators, where I played the electronic keyboard and synthesizer. Possibly, Australia's first female synth player in a band.
The windows are small and the walls must be bare. There's only one bed, there's only one prayer. And I wait every night for your step on the stair. And I know from your eyes.
Me, Vanessa's gonna do that to us.
From your smile, that tonight will be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while.
I thought the school concert, we played the next verse, and I was really getting into it and drooling and everything. And she got really pissed off. Listen to that.
sometimes I see you undressing for me. You're the soft, naked lady that love meant you to be. You're moving your body now so easy and free. I've got to remember to find memory, and I know from your eyes.
And I've chosen Bake in the Sun because of Jim's doing Lay in the Sun. So I thought it'd be nice if, because you're playing Lay in the Sun, I'd do Bake in the Sun. '79, little bands I had, Running in the Rhythm Boys, I did vocals. 1979, Thrush and the Cunts, played bass guitar. And I convinced the girls to use that name because I said to them, it will be remembered. Then in 83, Stuart and myself and Wendy and Marissa joined Use No Hooks, a funk band. And this song is called In the Clear, which says everything about politicians that you ever need to know. It was actually written by Mick Earls about a New South Wales politician. It was Neville Rann, Premier of New South Wales.
fear of contradiction. At this point in time, I'm above suspicion. No secret deals, no side commissions. It'll all come out in my submission. No comment to make.
No comment.
No news to break.
No news.
None of the records are fake.
No comment.
There's no golden handshakes.
No news.
What I know is I can't disclose.
No comment.
I declare the matter closed.
No news.
Through highs and lows, I've weathered the blows. I'm in the clear, home and hosed.
I'm in the clear, got nothing to fear. They're all talking lies, innuendo and sneer.
It's not in how it is, just how it appears. And I'm in a mess right up to my ears.
I'm in the clear, got nothing to fear. They're all talking lies, innuendo
and sneer.
Leap ahead 30 years for the next song by the reformed Primitive Calculators. It's called Kill the Pain. It's from our very first studio recorded album called The World is Fucked.
Looking for something to kill the pain.
then we reformed, Calculators reformed because Nick Cave asked us to. 2009 to 2015, I played the synthesizer again. And in 2018, I wrote my first few songs when I turned 60. So from 2019 to, say, 2024, I played guitar and vocals in Denise and Dave Sing. That's what Dave Light and I decided to call our band. We were a two-piece band, Dave Light on bass and a very small drum machine. This song is called Irrational Nonsense. This song is me and Dave doing a version of a very old Calculator song called Mud in My Eye, 'cause why not?
Too many get so confused. I get kind of blinded. There's mud on the road. There's mud on my face. There's mud on my throat. There's mud on my tongue. Mud on my mind. Here's to you. Mud in my eye. Here's to you. Mud in my eye. Here's to you. Mud in your eye. In your eye. Mud in my pants when we dance. When we dance.
In 2017, I visited Jim in New York City and I recorded him in my hotel room and used some of that recording in this song called Diseases, old song from Little Band Days, and he is doing the oohs and ahs, oohs and ahs. Pretty good version. It hurts to piss.
ever had piles.
Song is the last song I wrote. The musical track is from 1977, a Moths tape. Moths was the band Stuart and Dave were in before the Calculators. And I found a cassette tape and got it redigitized and took Stuart's voice off and put it as a backing track for my song about saving the planets by eating edible insects. So it's my cricket song, by Denise and Dave Singh, and I put that out in 2023.
Crickets. This song's about crickets.
Eating them, not playing it.
Crickets. It's the future of food.
And all what a future.
Crickets.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Jim McCarthy of the New York City experimental band The Gods. Please support Community Radio 3CR.
And find out more on the website at 3cr.org.au. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Denise Rosenberg from Denise and Dave, Use No Hooks, Ronnie and the Rhythm Boys, Thrush and the Cunts, and formerly of the Primitive Calculators. And thank you, Jim McCarthy from The Gods. Both Denise and Jim were fans of the legendary New York countercultural musical anarchists The Fugs. Jim's band The Gods being on the same label, Esp Disc, and Denise's band The Primitive Calculators went on to record a version of The Fugs' song Nothing on the World Is Fucked album. Here's a selection of Fugs tracks to end the show. Thanks for joining Dr. Gonzo, Denise Rosenberg and Jim McCarthy for this episode of And This One's Introduced By on community radio station 3CR. Here are The Fugs from The Fugs' first album released in 1965, Nothing.
Sunday nothing, Monday nothing, Tuesday and Wednesday nothing, Thursday for a change, a little more nothing, Friday once more nothing, a Monday garnish, a dingstick garnish, mit Vulcan garnishtick garnish. I take for a novener, garnish, giggle, a job as white, garnished. Lunes, nada, Martes, nada, miércoles, y jueves, nada. Vienes por cambio, un poco más, nada, sábado, otra vez, nada. February nothing, March and April nothing, May and June a lot more nothing, July nothing, 29 nothing, 32 nothing, 39, 45 nothing, 1965 a whole lot of nothing, 1966 nothing, reading nothing, writing nothing, even arithmetic nothing, geography, philosophy, history nothing, social anthropology, nothing.
Oh, Village Voice, nothing, New Yorker, nothing, Sing Out in Folkways, nothing, Harry Smith and Allen Ginsberg, nothing, nothing, nothing.
Poetry, nothing, music, nothing, painting and dancing, nothing, the world's great books, a great set of nothing, body, nothing,
a fucking nothing, sucking nothing, flesh and sex, nothing, church and Times Square, all a lot of nothing, 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 nothing,
Stevenson, nothing, a Humphrey, nothing, Averill Harriman, nothing, John Stuart Mill, Neil. smells nothing but corn and Kropotkin, nothing. Leonid Trotsky, lots of nothing. Stalin, less than nothing.
Nothing, 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 nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
Nothing, lots of nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Lots of it. Nothing, 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 nothing.
Not a goddamn
nothing.
Thing.
We oh, we love a grass. Oh, we love ass. Oh, we wanna hug her. We wanna bug her. We like it hot. Oh, we like a pot. Oh, we scoff pills. Oh, we eat a pussy. We ain't a fussy. Oh, east side. Oh, we're on the east side. And we're the fucks. Oh, we hate a war. Oh, we love sex. Twos are three. Fours are fives. LSD, a dimethyl tripped, a grope for peace, a naked and ready, poets and freaks, a mad motherfuck. So east side, we're on the east side, and we're the
bedtime, I don't need to come, for I have become an amphetamine bum. If you don't like sleeping and don't want to screw, then you should take lots of amphetamine too. Stimulant games can make life so sweet. I can walk down the street without moving my feet. My brain works so fleet. I can outwit the heat, and I never feel beat. And I don't need to eat. I'm always excited. I just love to walk. My jaws keep on moving and turning out talk. I love to draw pictures in layers and layers and say the words backwards when I say my prayers. There's nine bouncing people in one little room. The vectors are threading eternity's loom. It's not bad for brain cells, the doctors proclaim. It's almost as safe as that good old cocaine.
Two songs from one of the most revolutionary bands of the 60s, The Fugs. Nothing from their first album. Fugs' first album that came out 60 years ago, and then we heard We're the Fugs and New Amphetamine Shriek off Virgin Fugs from 1966. A couple of years later, they released It Crawled Into My Hand, Honest, a bit more musically polished and with songs that covered a wider range of ideas plus some tongue-in-cheek parodies of different musical styles. To finish up, here's a gospel-style tune from that record. It was originally called River of Shit, but on the album it's listed as Wide, Wide River. Big thanks to Denise and Jim for this week's show, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this has been And This One's Introduced By on 3CR. Let's float down that wide, wide river with the Fugs. Bye for now.
River of shit. River of shit. Flow on, flow on. River of shit. Right from my keep on swimming, 'cause I don't want to die.
Who dealt this mess anyway? Yeah, it's an old card player's turn. But sometimes you can use the old switcheroo and it can be applied to frontal politics. What I mean is, who was it that set up a system, supposedly democratic system, where you end up always voting for the lesser of two evils? I mean, was George Washington the lesser of two evils? Sometimes I wonder. You got some guy that says, for God's sake, we got to stop having violence in this country, while he's spending $16,000 a second snuffing gooks.
River of shit. River of shit. River of shit.
Big brown river.
What kind of rat bastard psychotic would play that song right now at this moment?
3CR.